And so sometimes I like to give a little quiz. Is that okay?
我有时候教，我有时候考，可以吗？
Okay. So here's the question. The true shepherd's response when rest is desperately needed is?
这个问题哈，这个好，真的牧人，当我们需要休息的时候，这个真的牧人他的回应是什么呢？
And the answer is over here someplace. Yeah. Yes, right. Compassion, right?
答案是怜悯。
慈悲。Yeah, I think,
yeah.
Compassion. The true shepherd has a compassionate heart.
所以一个真的牧人，他对于他的羊群是有慈悲之心的。
And then the many that Mark is describing in this section is, what would you say? You can probably see the answer up there. Huh? The many are all of those people out there without a shepherd.
所以马可福音在这描述当时的那个人的情况，就好像乌合之众，群羊无首这种感觉。
Many sheep without a shepherd.
就好像一群羊没有牧人一样。
Many people of God without true leaders.
一群人，但他们没有一个带领的。
And we're going to see throughout this text how Mark keeps reflecting back on the time of Moses in stories like Numbers 27 here.
所以马可这段描述的，就让我们想起《民数记》里面二十章里面那段在摩西在旷野那段情景。
I'm looking at Numbers 27 here, where Moses says, "Let the Lord appoint a man over the congregation who shall, like a shepherd, who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd."
所以《民数记》二十七章十六到十七节那里记载说，愿摩西说，愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。
So you might recall from last time where there were many who saw Jesus and the disciples leaving to go out to a place of rest, and they recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them.
所以这个我们看到马可福音这一段这前面就是说到那些当地的人，他看见耶稣和他的门徒要往旷野地方去，他们就跑到他们之前，就到那边去等着他们。
Right. Now, why were so many gathered at this occasion? So many multitudes is what Mark describes.
为什么这么多人都要来找耶稣呢？
We know what one answer would be, well, Jesus, you know, Jesus is like a magnet. That's part of the answer.
这其中原因就像耶稣就好像磁铁一样，把吸引人到他面前来。
But there's another factor that Mark seems to allude to.
那还有另外一个原因，马可在里好像在给我们在暗示着哈。
Can you guess what that might be?
你猜是什么？
What happened before all of this? Didn't Jesus send out the disciples to go into the villages to go in His name and to preach and to heal and to cast out demons, right?
对，在这一段发生故事之前的那一段发生了什么呢？耶稣差派他的门徒两个两个的出去到附近的村庄去做短期宣教，他们去做了些什么呢？他们就医病赶鬼。
And so there's a shift now in this ministry of Jesus, and there's momentum that is being gained, and now it's not just Jesus that is attracting the crowds, but it's Jesus and the 12.
所以那十二个使徒在这附近的乡村里面传道、赶鬼、治病，非常有果效。所以不仅是耶稣吸引人，他的十二个门徒也吸引人，现在成为一个好像一个运动一样，大家都认识他们了，都要来找他们。
So before today's text, this was the text that we saw last time that I had the opportunity to preach.Verses 30 to 34. We don't necessarily need to read them, but that's just kind of the backdrop.
所以30节到33节这里就是讲了一个背景哈，这些背景就是说那些门徒被耶稣差派出去以后，在短期宣教完了就回到耶稣面前，跟他汇报他们做些什么哈。然后耶稣就说，来，我们到旷野里面去休息一下。
That's a month ago, so do you remember a little bit about that background?
我们上次讲这个是一个月前哈，还记得吗？
And today's text, of course, I don't think I necessarily need to read it in English, but this is going to go ahead and build on the text we saw from the last message.
所以今天刚刚读的这段经文就是接着上次那个背景继续往下看的。
And it's about the 12 and their response, when they're tired and, worn out. Yeah, it's about the disciples of Jesus.
那这一次呢就讲这个耶稣这个十二门徒当他们面对这个情况的时候呢他们也疲倦了他们的反应是怎么样的。
We're going to see a contrast between the heart of Jesus and the typical response of, well, people who follow Jesus.
我们可以看到耶稣的心是怎样的。而那个跟从耶稣的人他们的反应又是怎样的。
We're going to see a marked difference between the two.
我们看这两个人相差很大。
We're going to see the common logic, or we might call it conventional wisdom of most people versus the heart of God and the ways of God.
我们可以看这个传统意义上的这个所谓的智慧和神的心是完全不一样的。
So we see in verse 35 and 36 as we start today's text. And when it grew late, his disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat."
所以当时记载说天已经晚了，门徒进前来对耶稣说，这是野地，天已经晚了，请叫众人散开，他们好往四面村乡村里去，自己买些什么吃。
I think most people would probably respond this way, even if you call yourself a disciple of Jesus.
我觉得大部分人碰到这种情况，他的反应都是这样子的。即便你是耶稣的门徒，你也是会有这个想法的。
But Jesus has some lessons for us.
但耶稣在这里要教我们一个功课了。
And that's letter A here. When responding to people in need, don't rule out the resources that you might already have on hand.
这里的第一点就是什么呢？当你对于旁边的别人的有需要的人，你看到这个情况，你怎么办呢？你不要把你手上的这个资源就浪费了。意思就是说，你不要捧着金饭碗讨饭。
The disciples' way was one of human logic, conventional wisdom.
那门徒的想法呢，就是传统的一般人的这个传统的智慧的想法。
But not very Christ-like.
这个想法呢，并不是以好像以基督为中心的这个想法。
They're saying, in effect, there's nothing out here to buy or to eat. Jesus, come on.
他们就说这里也没有什么东西可以买。
It's getting late.
而且天也晚了。
So not only where we are, but what we have. Come on, just send them off.
我们就让这些人散了吧，自己找东西吃。
Send them away, Jesus.
让他们都走吧。
Look what time it is.
你看现在几点了。
This is the advice that comes from disciples who are tired.
这门徒他们自己跟耶稣做了一天的工作，他们也累了。
Who are certain that the crowds surely have some resources available that they can utilize themselves.
他们想这么多人肯定每个人自己都准备点食物吧，所以他们自己有东西吃。
It's a full day, Lord. We're tired. Come on.
那已经工作了一天了，大家都累了。
I know they're getting hungry, Lord. So are we.
这些人肯定都饿了，我们也饿了。
But surely they can find resources on their own. They're responsible people.
他们都是成年人，他们应该来之前大概都带了食物出来的。
I sound just like that most of the time.
我们可能跟这个门徒的想法也大部分时候也是一样的。
I'm a disciple.
我也是门徒啊。
Are you a disciple?
你想想你自己是不是门徒呢？
This is the way I sound most of the time.
我大部分时间我的想法就是这样子的。
So I'm not actually being too critical of the disciples because I'm one of them.
我觉得我也没有权利来批评这些门徒，因为我的想法跟他们是一样的。
But Jesus surprises them with his response.
但耶稣的回应跟他们完全是让他们吓了一跳。
Jesus says, "You all give what you have."
耶稣的回答就是。你们给他们吃吧。
This is verse 37. Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?"
所以耶稣就说：“你们给他们吃吧。”门徒说：“我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？”
Are you hearing a little bit of an attitude here with the disciples?
所以这门徒这个话里面呢，就是有点这个有点反，有点态度上的不高兴了。
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of us we respond this way when we're challenged in this manner.
所以我们跟着门徒一样，如果神有时候 挑战你一下，我们对神的回应也是有时很多情绪化的。
But I want you to know how patient and loving Jesus is with people like us.
但是你要知道，耶稣对于他的门徒和对于我们总是有很多的耐心和忍耐的。
Jesus says, in effect, I have a better idea.
耶稣实际上就说了，我有更好的方法，不用二十两银子去买饼。
Why don't you guys furnish them dinner tonight?
要不你们自己想办法弄出一餐宴席来给这些人吃。
What?
你们对。
Are you kidding?
门一听这个下巴都掉了。
You know how many people, how many mouths that is to feed Jesus?
门徒就说，你知道这有多少人吗？要这些人都吃饱，那要多少东西吗？
5,000 men.
5,000个男人。
Which means maybe 15,000 to 20,000 people out there.
所以你如果算上妇女小孩，可能有1万5到2万人。
It might remind you of something from the story of Moses.
你看到这个场面，就想起在旷野的时候，摩西所碰到的情况。
How Moses responded when he was overwhelmed with trying to meet the needs of his own people and his own generation.
当时摩西带领60万以色列男人到这旷野里面，他面临的问题跟这个很像。
On one of those occasions when he just felt like he didn't know what else to do, he was so, I think, exhausted.
所以摩西也是累得精疲力尽，也不知道怎么办，去哪里找东西给这60万人吃。
We see the story in Numbers chapter 11.
摩西的故事在民数记十一章。
And the people were complaining and they were hungry, and so Moses was like, well, where am I to get meat to give to all this people, God?
所以当时的人呢，又累又饿，就找摩西说：“你给我们东西吃。”摩西就跟神说。我从哪里得肉给这么多人吃呢？
And then he has kind of a similar attitude that the 12 have.
所以当时摩西对神的那个态度就像这些门徒对耶稣的个态度一样。
He says, shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them and be enough for them? Shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them and be enough for this group of people?
当时60万以色列男人加上妇女小孩200万哈。所以摩西就问神说，难道我们把所有的牛群羊群都宰了，或者把海里所有的鱼都拿上来给这些人吃够吗？
Those are good questions.
这个问题问得很好哈。
And Jesus said to them, well, how many loaves do you have?
耶稣在这里就问门徒说，那好，那你们有多少饼可以去看看。
Yeah, go and see, right?
去看一看，查一下。
And when they found out, when the disciples found out, they said, well, 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他说我们有5个饼2条鱼。
Right? So let's first look into what you disciples have with you to know what we do have is what Jesus seems to be suggesting. Right? So that's how they found out that they had 5 loaves and 2 fish. It was like, first let's take a look at what we have. So Jesus is very calm and matter of fact.
所以耶稣很平静哈，他也没有跳起来发作跟他的门徒怎么样。他说你自己去清点一下，看看你有什么先。
And when we go to God frustrated and being honest and real with our emotions like that, God can handle it. Yeah.
所以我们常常祷告的时候，带着你很情绪化的祷告到神面前去抱怨的时候，你要想想，神是很平静的，先跟你说，你先看看你有什么。
So prayer is never for people who like to perform, right? It's people who come honest to God.And if they're angry, they let God know they're angry. If they're frustrated and overwhelmed, they just just bring it before God in that manner. They don't dress it up. That's what prayer is.
所以祷告不是去给你一个做秀的表现哈。祷告是你带着你自己的本相，带着你自己的情绪去跟神来倾诉，而不是在做一个表演。
And I'm obviously talking about our own prayer life with God, not so much corporately.Because we have to pray a little bit differently when we're all together, but when we're alone and just with God, we just here it is, God. This is what's going on.
我刚说的那个是个人祷告，跟神就带着你的本相，你有什么情绪，你可以到神面前来跟他说。但是团体的祷告就可能就不一样了哈，团体的祷告比较正式。
But there's some things we can learn from this text. I think, and one of them is the 12 didn't seem to even know with certainty how much food they had on hand. They just wanted the people to go home.
但我们这里看到一点，这十二个门徒 他们连他手上到底有什么资源他都不知道，他就想来把这些钱都散了，这不是我的问题，让这些人都走吧。
It's very unlikely that the 12 had no food on them. Probably they themselves had brought along a little food.
这十二个人出门旅行，他们肯定是带了一点食物的，他不可能什么都没带，只是说他不愿意把那一点食物拿出来分享。
But what little they had on them, they didn't really probably, you know, were not too eager to share that.
所以他知道自己是有一点东西的，但是他不愿意拿出来跟这五千个人分享。
So you know how people are. It's almost like, you know, adolescents. Okay, Jesus says go find out. And so they go out into the crowd and they ask each other how much you got, you know, and it's that kind of thing.
所以既然耶稣问到了，说你们去看一看你有没有什么，他们可能也心不甘情不愿，就互相说你有什么，我有什么，最后发现他有五个饼两条鱼。
They're probably not very eager to do this exercise of what Jesus is asking.
所以我猜他们可能就心不甘情不愿的就看看他们到底是什么东西。
And as we compare this with John's Gospel, which also talks about this incident, we learn that there was a boy among the crowd who had brought some things along.
但我们的这段的事情呢，记载在约翰福音也有记载，在约翰福音第六章。但里的记载说有一个小孩他带了五个饼两条鱼。
And it's a little long, so we won't read the whole thing, but they find this boy among this large crowd of people, and he has a kind of a different heart.
所以在约翰福音记载的这里有个小孩，那这个小孩的这个心态跟这个十二个门徒的心态不一样，为什么呢？他愿意分享。
He seemed to bring enough for himself and others, and he seemed happy to share what he had.
所以他虽然把他的中餐带来了五个饼两个鱼，但他愿意和人分享。
That's a beautiful young child, right? He says, "Hey, I got here's what I brought."
这个小孩子想想，如果你演电影的话，找个小孩很高兴的说，嘿，我这有五个饼两条鱼在这儿。
You know, before we get older and we get hardened and we have all of our own logic, but that little boy's not that way. He says, "No, I brought this. We can use this."
这个大人，你想想，大人就是把。所有的包的藏得紧紧的，不愿意跟人分享。这个小孩不一样，他很天真，很纯洁，他就说：“哎，我就这么多，我愿意跟大家分享。”
And so Jesus has them all sit down, right?
所以耶稣就说：“你们大家都坐下来。”
We read in verses 39-41. So Jesus commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass, and so they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties, and taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven, and Jesus said a blessing and He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people, and he divided the two fish among them all.
所以众人，耶稣就吩咐他们，叫众人一帮一帮的坐在青草地上，众人就一排一排的坐下，有一百一排的，有五十一排的。耶稣拿着这五个饼两条鱼，望着天祝福，拨开饼递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把那两条鱼分给众人，他们都吃了，并且吃饱了。
So Jesus seems to see differently than most people see.
所以耶稣所看见的跟人所看其他人看见的不一样的。
And so the disciples are looking at what they don't have.
门徒看的就是我缺什么。
But Jesus is looking at what's possible.
耶稣看见是有什么可能的。
Wow, there's a big, vast difference between those two.
这两个差太远了。
Jesus is looking to God who he knows will provide.
耶稣举目望天，仰望神的来供应。
And so he has them sit down in this orderly manner on the grass.
所以叫着众人一帮一帮一排一排的坐在青草地上。
And I think once again, Mark is doing something here like what was happening in the life of God's people under Moses' leadership. There's something very similar going on here.
我读这个我就想起马可这样写，就好像让我们看见摩西在旷野带领以色列人的场景。
And so when we see this nation of Israel that is coming into being where the people of God are learning what it means to live under Yehovah, this is the kind of thing they hear from Moses. This, like verses, chapter 18, verses 21 and 25, we see some order given through the voice of Moses.
当初神耶和华就吩咐摩西，然后呢，后来摩西就在出埃及记十八章有记载，摩西就在民间设立有才能的人，让他们设立为五十副长、一百副长或者千副长，让他们来管理百姓。
And so you see this kind of emphasis on order and giving other people opportunities to lead out, ordering them in groups of hundreds and fifties and what have you.
所以这个 管理这个次序就是这样产生的，有一个人管一千人，有一个人管一百人，有一个人管十个人的，就千夫长、百夫长或者五十夫长这样。
We see it here in chapter 18:21. Moses says, "Look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens." And wow, that sounds so similar.
所以这一段就记载在圣经上，出埃及记18:21，那里说。摩西就要从百姓中拣选有才能的人，就是敬畏神、诚实、无妄、恨不义之财的人，派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓。
It's not unusual. I've been reading the Bible for many years now. It's not unusual for the writers of the Gospels to make these kind of allusions with Moses, almost like Jesus is a second Moses.
所以这个新约的作者或者说在福音的书的作者，他这样写。好像让你看见现在新约发生的事情，在旧约旷野的时候，摩西的时代就已经发生了。好像就让我们看见耶稣就是那个第二个摩西。
And interestingly, through the I don't know if you've heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls, but in a place called Qumran, not far from where this story took place, they found a similar in the writings of the Dead Sea Scrolls. They saw something similar, the subdividing of the true Israel of God in the desert.As it relates to the last days.
所以我们在这在死海附近发现了一古圣经的手抄本，叫所谓的死海古卷，它有记载说摩西在旷野设立这个次序，管理的次序。
So I think Mark is trying to say this Jesus is like no other. He's like a second Moses coming to give order and direction and to be that shepherd for the people of God.
所以这里好像摩西这个马可就让我们看见耶稣好像就是那个第二个摩西。给这些以色列人带来次序，给他们带来希望。
He's the promised one who was going to transform this leaderless, shepherdless flock into the people of God.
他就是那个预言中所要的那个摩西所预言的那个先知，要来带领以色列人做他们的牧羊人的。
And we get an idea that, okay, it does seem to be during the spring, during the Passover season, because the grass is green, right?
当时发生的时候呢，是在春天，因为是。逾越节的时候，所以那个草是绿的。
And we see also the same thing in Mark's gospel when he alludes. He says, "Now is the Passover, and the feast of the Jews was at hand." That's kind of the background.
当时的背景是逾越节近了。
But you might also be hearing another echo in Scripture from a psalm that we looked at briefly last time I spoke.
这里让我们想起诗篇中的另外一篇。
How Jesus is preparing a table.For his people in the wilderness.
耶稣怎样子在旷野为他的百姓摆设宴席。
And you guys know this Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. I will not lack what I need. He makes me what? Lie down in green pastures. Wow.
所以诗篇二十三篇这里记载说，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上。就像现在这个图画一样。
And in verse 5, you prepare a table before me.
23篇第5节说，你在旷野中为我摆设宴席。
You know this whole thing about lying down when the Jews eat, what do? They recline. That was their culture. Lie down, you're reclining as you eat and enjoy God's provision.
所以这里让我们看见犹太人吃饭是这个几乎是躺下来吃的哈。所以他为什么又是躺下来，又是在我面前有一个宴席呢？因为他们的吃饭就是这样躺着吃的。所以现在的那时候的情形跟现在这个在耶稣这个情景很像。
And we see allusions from some of the other prophets in the Old Testament, like Ezekiel as well.
And, 所以在、
yeah.
旧约圣经以西结书也有提到类似。
The prophet, like Ezekiel, he foretold it was as if the wilderness would be transformed into a place of refreshment, rest, and life.
这以西结书这里有记载，本来旷野是一个大而可畏不毛之地啊，也没有什么吃的。但是在这里，好像旷野变成了一个充满了生命、充满了活力的一个地方。
The prophets foretold of such a day as this particular day.
所以 这个先知在旧约的时候就预先看见了将来有一天这事情会发生，就预言了。
Where would it happen?
这是发生哪里呢？
We talked about it last time, in the wilderness.
上次我们就讲过，这个事情发生在一个旷野不毛之地哈。
And so Jesus offered up what they had told had to God, and he prayed for God's blessing and God's provision for his people.
所以耶稣把这个食物拿了，就啊望着天祝谢了，然后就把食物分给众人。
Right, and Jesus, following the customary prayer of thanks, likely prayed something like this. We can go back and look at the prayers of the Jewish people at this time, and they were prayers like the following.
所以犹太人他们饭前的祷告几乎都是很像，都是类似的哈。
Praise unto thee, O Lord our God, King of the world, who makes bread to come forth from the earth.
所以他们祷告就这样说，哦，感谢神，我们的主，这个世上的王，他让这个面包从地里长出来。
And we see something similar happening at the Last Supper when there were certain written prayers that they would always read during the Passover. And so it's this kind of thing that Jesus was very Jewish and the scriptures were deeply embedded in his heart and in what he said. And so this is very likely the kind of prayer Jesus would have prayed at that occasion.
So I think that Jesus 当时在举幕望天祝谢的时候，他祷告的大概就是犹太人这种传统的祷告。这也是在最后的晚餐他做的祷告。
With the principal object of blessing being God first and foremost, not the loaves and the fish.
所以这个祷告它的对象是对于神，而不是为了这个五个饼两条鱼。
Like we see in Psalm 103, Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's the object of blessing. Bless the Lord.
所以我们常说这个祝福哈，因为 blessing 这个字是祝福，好像就是神祝福我们，但这里反过来说的是我们 blessing the Lord 哈，就是说翻译成我看他怎么说、
yeah.
或者说
Psalm 103 yeah verses 1-5 yeah and it goes on to say in verse 5 that as we bless the Lord we acknowledge that he is the one that satisfies us.
所以 blessing the Lord 我们中文翻译成我的心你要称颂耶和华。
Right. So, yeah. Is he blessing the food? Yes. To multiply it. But he's also blessing the Lord. Yeah.
所以当时耶稣的祷告一方面是为这个食物祝谢了，但他另一方面他是在称颂耶和华。
And then Jesus broke the bread and divided the two fish before handing them to his disciples who would then distribute them among the crowd.
然后耶稣就把那个饼掰开，然后把那个鱼也分了，给众人，给他门徒，然后门徒就分给众人。
So Mark, I think he wants us to see something here that in the wilderness place, the kingdom of God is operating. Right up here.
所以马可他让我们看见一幅图画，就是在旷野的时候，神的国仍然在那里。
Yeah, and the God who gave manna in the wilderness is the God now who is bringing provision to his people, just like we see from the hand of Elijah, the prophet, and Elisha.
所以神在旧约的时候怎样通过先知以利亚和以利沙来祝福他的百姓，他在新约他一样通过耶稣来祝福他的百姓。
In other words, there's similar stories happening in the life of these two great prophets where they multiply also provision for God's people.
所以我们在旧约看见这个先知以利亚或者以利沙，他们也做了同样的显了同样的神迹，就是把这食物让它变得更多。
Exactly how did Jesus multiply this two fish and five loaves?
那耶稣到底在哪一这个时间点上把这五个饼两条鱼变成很多很多的呢？
I don't know if anybody knows for sure whether the loaves and fish were multiplied in his hands or as he handed them to his disciples. It's not really the most important question.
圣经上没说，我觉得也不是那么重要。
But it's very likely because Jesus was never trying to be ostentatious or showy that probably a lot of the crowd did not see what was happening as Jesus was handing the fish and the loaves to his own 12 disciples.
但耶稣他不是一个很做秀的人，所以他不当众说，哎，这时候他们家变很多，但是人家也不知道他变很多，所以他很可能在分给门徒的时候变很多。
And I think that's interesting. It indicates to me that maybe the deepest work that Jesus was trying to accomplish on that day with his 12 disciples, he wanted them to be a part of this miracle. He wanted them to be a part of the solution to the need of this hour. And he wants you and I in a like manner to not simply say, wow, Jesus, but he wants us to actually be a part of the solution as his hands and feet, as he uses us to do his work. Same with us today. Okay. Okay.
So, 耶稣也是想让我们不仅是好像做一个旁观者，哈哈哈，觉得耶稣很伟大、很了不起，而是让你亲身经历了。
Right, yeah. So the outcome, what's the outcome of all of this?
那之后来的结果怎么样呢？这个事情呢？
What's the outcome when we dare to trust God to take our little to meet the needs of others?
也这个结果对我们也是一样，当我们用我们那么一丁点的资源能够来对我们周遭的人能够有个慷慨的帮助的时候、mm-hmm. 我们的经历也是一样的。
Right. We get the answer in verses 42 to 44, the closing verses, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish, and those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men.
所以这个当时的结果就是每个人都吃了，还有5000个男人吃了，然后不光他们吃饱了，而且还有剩的，剩了多少呢？剩了12篮的食物。
So the outcome is...Everyone is satisfied and they have more than enough in the kingdom of God.
So, 结果就是每一个人都满足了，不仅满足了，还有剩。
Every one of them ate.
每个人都吃了。
Yeah, this is what Mark tells us. Not unlike God's miraculous feeding through the prophet Elisha.
那我们再来看看旧约讲这个以利沙他的一个神迹的事情。
And we see a very similar story. There were 100 men and they only had 20 loaves of bread.And the men were like, we can't feed all these people. And the prophet said, give to the men that they may eat.
这段记载在列王记下第四章42-44节，有一个人从一个地方来叫巴利巴西别，然后他就带了20个饼和一些粗熟的麦子来给先知以利沙，给以利沙，然后以利沙说，把这20个饼给我那100个门徒吃吧。然后他的仆人说，20个饼100个人怎么分呢？然后他说没有想就分给他们就吃了，人的钱都吃了。
Thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left. And so they obeyed, they set it before the people, and they ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord.
以利沙就说耶和华说了，他们一定会吃，而且都会吃饱，而且还有剩的，所以就把那二十个饼放在100个人面前给他们吃，结果他们果然都吃了，而且吃了还有剩的。
This story is found in 2 Kings chapter 4.
这是记载在列王记下第四章。
All were satisfied.
每个人都满足了。
No one went away hungry.
没有人饿着肚子回家。
Surplus bread and fish were all collected.
剩下的饼和鱼都收拾起来了。
12 basketfuls.
装满了12个篮子。
Right. Enough for every disciple to take a basket with him if he wanted to.
所以想为什么用12个篮子呢？用12个门徒一人扛一篮。
Right? There's this kind of thing going on as Mark writes about the story about the 12 and the 12 tribes. And at first, what little they had, the 12 didn't want to share. And then, you know how God is? Even when we're carnal, He blesses us anyway. And they leave with a basket full of loaves and fish.
So you think, this story starts before, the 12 guys, there's no one who wants to share anything. He feels that he's not enough, right? But after this situation, the teaching,他每个人不仅每个人都吃饱了，他自己还扛了一篮走。
Isn't that the way that God actually treats us?
神对我们是不是这样的？
We could, Lord, we don't have enough. We throw a fit, and God takes it, and He blesses us anyway, And he just shows us how much he loves us.
我们常常跟他说，主啊，我们自己都不够，哪有什么多余的来给啊，能够照顾别人？那神祝福我们，让你福杯满溢，你这个福气可以从你身上涌流到别人身上去。
The response and the blessing of God out of all proportion to those who might deserve it. We don't deserve that kind of graciousness and generosity, but that's who God is.
我们自己可能不配受神如此大的祝福哈，但神因着他的恩典和怜悯，他就祝福我们，让我们也能够因着我们得到的祝福去祝福别人。
And interestingly, the Jews of Jesus' day, they looked at bread as like a gift of God.
所以犹太人把面包看成是神的恩赐礼品。
And their regulations in Jewish law required that any scraps that had fallen to the ground during a meal, there should be gathered up. It's in their laws.
犹太人的律法就是说，你如果这个面包吃完了掉在地上的渣，你都要捡起来的。
It's like God gave the manna from heaven.
这就好像神在把天上的玛瑙赐给他们吃一样的。
Yeah, and we see that allusion given in John chapter 6. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
在约翰福音六章三十一节就记载说，我们的祖先在旷野吃了玛瑙，如经上所记，他把天上的粮赐给他们吃。
Manna from heaven, the bread from God.
所以天上来的玛瑙就是神的粮。
And we come to the end where we try to see, okay, what can we draw from today's text?
好，那我们下面来看，我们从今天的经文，我们能够学到什么，应用到我们的生活中呢？
Just a few points. Number one, we must let God take us beyond our logic and our conventional wisdom.
第一点，我们必须让神来带领我们，能够给我们超过我们这个传统的智慧所想到的东西。
And so a verse that came to my mind as I thought about that is the one that all of us have probably memorized at one time or another, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
所以就想到这个箴言里面三章五节这里说
Do you guys know that verse? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and what? Lean not unto your own understanding.
箴言三章五节说你要专心依靠耶和华不要依靠自己的聪明。
Right.My own understanding is, Lord, send them away. That's my
我的聪明就是说，这个麻烦不是我的，主啊，让他们回家吧。
And I live most of my life like that.
我一生大部分的日子都是这样子的。
But God's patient. He's working on me, okay? And He's working on you too.
但主照着他的怜悯，在我身上做工，也在你们身上做工。
And we should be allowing the Spirit to move us and change us, right?
我们需要让圣灵在我们身上做工，也改变我们。
And be willing to offer up what little we have for God to bless it and to multiply it.
让神使用我们那么一点点，能够祝福，让它增多，能够祝福别的人。
Right, offering up our resources that we have on hand.
我们要看我们手上的资源，我们要献给神。
Whether it's our own provision or time or even just making time for others and offering your ear to another person.
我们的钱财是我们的资源，我们的时间也是我们的资源。你愿意倾听别人的倾诉也是我们的资源。
And many times the Spirit will nudge us when we're most exhausted and overwhelmed with life. And sometimes it's in those times and those spaces that God says, here's an opportunity.
神常常在我们精疲力尽的时候，都不愿意再分享的时候，神说：“哎，你现在有个机会要分，愿不愿意分享
？”Right? Yeah, I just think that's so pertinent to our own lives and how we experience God. Not waiting, no, not waiting until adequate provision is apparent, nor according to my unChrist-like judgments, trying to decide who's worthy of my help. No, Jesus says it doesn't work that way in the kingdom.
所以这里。教训就是你不要等着你有很多东西了你才去帮助别人。第二点，也不要去想说那个人不配得帮助，所以我就不帮助。
Right. It doesn't work that way. If you want to be a part of what Jesus is doing, if you want to join Jesus, partake with Jesus in this glorious work that He does, then you can't wait until everything's perfect.
你如果想要效法耶稣的话呢，你就不能在那等了，你要马上行动。
Till you say, well, now I have enough time and now I have enough money and resources. No, that's not how it works.
你不能说我等了我有足够的时间我足够的钱我再来帮助别人。这个 神不是这样运作的。
Yeah. God wants to use you right where you're at.
神希望照着你现在的样子，照着你现有的资源，神要使用你。
To experience Him.
你被神使用，你也会经历神。
Right. And to get in on this abundant life. God is a God of abundance.
你只有经历了神，你才知道什么叫做神是全丰的神。
Right.Where our little can become much when we entrust it to the Lord.
我们那么一点点东西，当你献给神的时候，就变得很丰富了。
So he's going to, like then, even now, he will enlist the help of his own disciples so they can see and experience God's provision.
所以在这个故事中，耶稣征召了他的十二个门徒，让他们亲身看见、经历他这个神迹。
And be changed.
然后他们自己因着这个神迹发生在他们身上，他们得到改变。
And we won't respond perfectly. It's okay.
那我们可能不会像这十二个使徒那样，回应的那么好，但也这也没关系。
Yeah, we'll probably be like them. You know, they didn't respond so well, but they went ahead and they responded hesitantly.At, you know, kind of like, okay, Lord, let's do this thing. And so we'll probably be that way too. That's okay.
这故事里面的十二使徒，耶稣叫他们去看他们有什么东西的时候，他们心不甘情不愿的去做了哈。那我们肯定也像这十二使徒一样，神叫你做什么时候，你也可能心不甘情不愿的，但是你，
yeah.
但神并没有怪罪你，你还是要应该去做。
And when we're a part of such a thing, we get a little bit of a sense of the compassionate heart of Jesus.
我们当你做的时候，你就能体验耶稣的那个怜悯的心肠。
And we see the glory of Christ.
我们看到耶稣基督的荣耀。
Like God did with Israel in the wilderness.
就好像神在旷野中对以色列人显出的恩典一样。
Where we learn that man does not live by bread alone, but lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
所以生命记对那一段话有个总结，叫做人活的不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So he let the crowd follow him the whole day. They're tired, but he's been teaching and healing and ministering to them. And he lets these tests and trials come into the lives of his own disciples, his own people.
所以耶稣在这个故事里，他就带领这么多人到旷野来找他，跟了他一天了。最后也累了，他的门徒也累了，但是耶稣仍然让他们学到一个功课。
To test us.
就好像要试炼他们一样。
It's a good kind of test, you know, there's another kind of test from the dark powers, but that's not what I'm talking about. This is the kind of test that helps you prepare to live a better life.
所以神在这个，耶稣在这个情景中就来好像给他门徒做个考试一样哈，这是神在试炼我们，试炼我们。
It says in Deuteronomy 8,God fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know about, that he might humble you and test you to do you good. This is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 16.
所以在申命记第八章十六节那里说、又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试炼你，叫你终久得福。
Feeding them with manna, as it were, from heaven.
神在旷野给他们吃天上来的玛纳。
Feeding us in a way that we would never expect.
神给他们吃的是他们从来没想到的。
In a way that you did not know. Same thing that happened with Jesus on this particular occasion.
所以在这一段新约的时候发生的也是一样的。
That they might learn, that we might learn that man lives and is sustained by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这就让我们学到一点，就是人活的不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
So we have a choice to make.
所以我们面临一个选择。
Right? Our conventional wisdom or the compassion of Christ?
我们是照我们传统的智慧来活呢，还是照着耶稣的怜悯慈悲来活？
Are we going to lean in and try to learn more?About this compassionate good shepherd of the sheep and the way that he models a truly Christian life.
我们是要照着耶稣所的教导，他所做所行的来过一个基督徒的生活呢？
Right.
还是做我们传统的智慧所的方
法？ We can be patient with one another, because God is patient with us, right?
我们要彼此宽容，因为就好像神宽容我们一样。
Right. Yeah, he's so patient with us, and so we ought to offer the same grace to one another.
神宽容我们，所以我们对彼此要宽容，要有恩典。
And we see the gospel in today's story.
我们看到了福音和今天的这个这一段的信息。
The good shepherd's compassion ultimately led him all the way to the cross, where he rescued shepherdless sheep who were lost and about to perish, that they might be his own sheep, forever safe, at peace.At rest, even in the wilderness.
那到底什么是福音呢？福音就是耶稣是个好牧人，他这好牧人为羊舍命，他借着他舍命，把他的羊，他失去的、失散的羊，能够招聚回来到他的羊圈中。
And so Paul, we'll close with this verse. Paul says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion."This is in 哥罗西第第三章十二节。
好，那这里说你们这个神的选民，你们要圣洁，是蒙爱的，你们要穿戴像耶稣那样穿戴他的怜悯慈悲。
Yeah. God help us to do that very thing, right? God help us to do that very thing. Let's pray.
神帮助我们，我们一起祷告。
Yeah, Father, we thank you for your grace.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for how you're so patient with us.
谢谢你对我们如此的宽容。
Thank you for this lesson. I know that this message was for me today.
我觉得这个讲的就是对我自己讲的。
And so, Lord, help me to respond more and more with your compassionate heart.
主，求你帮助我，让我能够有更多的像你那样子的慈悲。
But I pray for my brothers and sisters as well. Help us to lean in.And receive this word from you today.
也为在座的祷告，求他们帮助每个人听的能够从这里学习。
And help us to behold Jesus, the compassionate one. Help us to take a good look at Jesus once again, a fresh look at Jesus.
让我们能够看到耶稣他的怜他的慈悲。
And then, as we behold him, as Paul said, that we would little by little be transformed.
让我们因着看着注目观。注目盯在耶稣身上，让我们自己能够一点点的被改变。
So that we could experience the joy of partnering with you, Lord.
让我们能够经历因着与神同工而来的喜乐。
And discover your abundance.
也能够经历主的丰富。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.